Now, 11thly and lastly, dependent on freedom arises knowledge of the destruction of the Asavas. One isn't only free. It isn't even enough to be free, but one knows that one is free. And one knows that one is free because one is free from the Asavas. This is one of those untranslatable Pali and Sanskrit words. It means a sort of mental poison that floods the mind. It's a very expressive word. And the Asavas are three. There's Kamasava, which means the poison of desire or craving for experience through the five senses. Then Bhavasava, craving for any form of conditioned existence, even we're told existence as a god in a heaven. And Avijasava, the poison of spiritual ignorance. So when these poisons are extinct, and one knows that they're extinct, then one is said to be enlightened. One has reached the end of the spiritual path, one has gained Buddhahood. So these 12, from suffering right up to knowledge of the destruction of the Asavas, these 12 stages constitute the spiritual path. And they also constitute, we may say, the whole process of what we elsewhere describe as the higher evolution. And we can see so easily from this formulation how the whole thing, the whole spiritual life in fact, is a natural process of growth. The succeeding stage of the path is the product, we may say, of the overflow, as it were, of the very excess, of the very prodigality of the preceding stage. As soon as one stage reaches its fullness, it inevitably passes over into the next. And we find this in our meditation also. Sometimes people ask, well, when we get up to a certain stage of meditation, well, how shall we get on to the next? Well, there's no need to ask that. There's no need to inquire that. If you get up to a certain stage and you go on cultivating that so that it becomes more and more perfect, more and more full, as it were, more and more complete, then out of its very fullness it will move forward under its own momentum into the next stage. It will become the next stage. When you perfect any lower stage, well, automatically the transition to a higher stage of perfection, of development, that begins. So this is what happens here. The succeeding stage of the path is given birth to by the preceding stage, when that preceding stage reaches a point of fullness. So we don't have really to bother about the next step, the next stage. Just bother about this step and this stage. Cultivate that. Not to have a theoretical idea of the next stage, but don't bother about it too much. Once this stage is fully developed, it will automatically pass over into the next, into the succeeding stage.